Athabasca. Several area municipalities have been tagged for grant money from the Strategic Transportation Infrastructure Program, STIP, including Athabasca County, which will see more than $2 million for two bridge culvert replacements. Athabasca Barhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken announced August 18 the Alberta government has committed $3.6 million for STIP funding across the constituency, specifically Athabasca County, County of Barhead, Woodlands County, Smoky Lake County and Thorholt County. Three projects are for bridge replacements, two are for bridge culvert replacements, and while Alberta Transportation oversees the grant money, they do not do any work on the projects. STIP is 75% from the province, 25% municipal. The municipalities do the inspections and prioritize what needs to get done, and it's decided from there, Van Deken said in an interview August 20. Municipalities do their inspections and they have a whole list of their bridge structures, and then they along with Alberta Transportation prioritize what needs to go first and last. Van Deken noted priorities change and the funding may be reallocated, as was the case after damage this past winter. We had one bridge fail in Smoky Lake County over the winter and they had to actually close the road, and that one wasn't scheduled. It wasn't at the top of the priority list, but it just so happened it failed, so all of a sudden it had to get bumped up and reallocate some money that was actually meant to go to another project. Athabasca County is getting $2.18 million for two bridge culvert projects and will contribute $727,425. A $1,712,700 project will take place east of Island Lake on Township Road 675, and the second will be north of Elskett on Township Road 642 with a total cost of $1,197,000. Barhead County will have $125,250 for girder bridge maintenance plus $41,750 from municipal coffers. $664,400 was reallocated to Smoky Lake County for the bridge replacement and they will chip in $218,467. Thorholt County will add $127,500 to the $382,500 STIP funding for a bridge replacement, and Woodlands County was allocated $337,500 for bridge culvert replacement and will add $112,500 toward the project. Last year's program, the rebuild on one street in the town of Westlock, it's considered resource road there, they're working on it right now, that was a $3 million allocation, the largest that can be allocated on resources, said Van Deken. So, they do try and spread it out throughout the province. It varies a little bit based on age of infrastructure in different areas, but mostly it's trying to get caught up with maintenance on infrastructure throughout the province. Minister of Transportation Rajan Sani also issued a statement noting STIP funding supports rural and smaller municipalities with their local transportation infrastructure projects. Now more than ever, strong infrastructure is vital to attracting investment, and this funding will help ensure they have the roads and bridges they need to grow sustainably, while also creating much-needed jobs, she said. Van Deken thanked the minister for her support and the funding, noting it will improve the lives of Albertans. The government has continued to invest in infrastructure to ensure that transportation of goods and people both can continue to be done in a safe manner that is going to last for years to come, he said. I look at this capital funding as an investment into the future of the province. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca